Following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. If you have access to a Bible, I'd encourage you to go and find it and join us as we consider His Word today. Before we begin, I want to say thank you for praying for us. This past week we had a kind of combination Bible conference and vacation Bible school for the young people. And truly, God blessed us. And I believe it was because people like you were praying for us. We started off kind of slowly, but as we progressed, God sent more and more people. And we had a great crowd both the last two nights on Tuesday and Wednesday night last week. And we had some great messages. We had some great meetings with our young people, of course. Great food, as always, and God truly blessed us. We are thankful. We did have one young man saved, and we are thankful for that. And we ask that you continue praying for us and for our ministry here at the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation. I want to remind you about our little prayer journal. We gave these out to the young people while they were here, and I'd love to get one into your hands as well. Now, these prayer journals are just a little notebook that'll easily fit into your purse or a shirt pocket or into a Bible case. They're not that big, but they're great little tools to help you keep track of your prayer requests before God. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and as people give their prayer requests, or even if they ask me for prayer, I'm able to pull it out and jot it down. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get this. First of all, you can do it through the website at considerhisword.org. There, send us a where you're hearing the broadcast today, and just send us an address, and we'll get these out to you as quick as possible. Or you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, as many do, you can also just simply write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, that address is also available on our website if you weren't able to get that down. So let's look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians was a book that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, and he's writing to encourage them and to bless him. Now, I want to read chapter 2, beginning at verse 4, and I'm going to read all the way down through verse 10. In writing them, Paul said, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He has loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." There are three phrases in this passage of Scripture that I especially want to point out, and I don't know that we'll get to all of them today. I'm going to try. If not, we'll continue this message on to next week. But the phrases, two of them are in verse 4. It speaks of being rich in mercy, his great love, and then in verse 7, the exceeding riches of his grace. This series I call a grand salvation in which God has given to us. Now, I want to point out the need very first of all, because it speaks of his mercy and his love and his grace, but these were needed for us. Beginning in verse 5, he said, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us. Quickened means that he has made us alive together with Christ, for by grace are you saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We needed salvation. We needed God's mercy. We needed God's grace. We needed his love toward us. And so in writing to the Ephesians, Paul is reminding them what a great and grand salvation that we have in Christ. So let's go back and look. In verse 4, he says, but God. Let me stop right there. What a great phrase, but God. We find this many times in Scriptures, and I love it when I come across that, when it says, but God. Tells us about what God has done for us. Let me go back for just a little bit and read back at verse 1. He said, and you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. In other words, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now that worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, or we all had our manner of life in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath as others. What a mess we were in without Christ, dead in trespasses and sin. Yet he made us alive. We walked according to the lusts of our flesh, according to the dictates of the world, what the world told us, and even Satan. We followed him. And then the Bible says, in the midst of all of those things, but God. What a blessing. Even those two phrases, or those two words, but God. You see, he made all the difference of the world. He said in 1 Corinthians that if any man be in Christ, pardon me, it's 2 Corinthians 5, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So how did that happen? But God, he said, who was rich in mercy. Rich in mercy. What do you think about? What do we mean when we say that someone is rich? Like when they're maybe rich in money. I know many people desire someday to be rich. Or maybe rich in land. I knew a young man one time that had a lot of land, but had very little money. But he was rich in land. You know, to put it simply, it just means that whatever it is, they have a lot of it. And we think of those who are that kind of rich as being blessed. Now, I don't have a lot of money, and I don't have a lot of land, but I'll tell you, I'm rich in the blessings of God, rich in the blessings of a good family and a good church and in reasonably good health. But God is rich in mercy. He is abounding in mercy. Psalm 86:5 says, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon them. In the Old Testament, we often read of God's judgment against sin. And I'll tell you, read the Old Testament and you'll see how serious God is about sin. Yet as you read through those judgments and God's wrath that comes down against sin. Every time you'll see God shows his mercy. Recently, on Wednesday nights in our church here, we've been studying through the minor prophets. And almost all of them contain God's judgment against sin, against their idolatry, against their refusing to honor him and obey him. And yet, nearly every one of them end in hope because of God's mercy. Now, remember, we define mercy this way, or at least one way we can define mercy, is it is God not giving us what we really deserve. The fact of the matter is that we really deserve hell. We deserve God's wrath. For all have sinned, Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And yet here we are offered salvation because of God's mercy toward us, not giving us what we really deserve. And in God's mercy, he, because of his love, and we're going to talk about that later, it talks about his great love, wherein he loved us. It's in the same verse. But you see, in his great love, while God is just, and sometimes this is difficult to understand because you read some of those passages of the Old Testament and you see how serious God was about sin. I mean, there were times that he just totally destroyed cities. I mean, look at Sodom and Gomorrah. And all of these times after the time of the kings and after the time of David and Solomon, and the country was, the nation was divided in two. And that northern kingdom, I mean, they so turned against God, they began to build other gods and to serve other gods. And I think it was an absolute insult to God when they would attribute to those gods things that God had done. Like when God had brought them through the children of Israel, they would raise up these idols and attribute that to those other gods. And yet, in their absolute refusal to listen to God and their refusal to obey God and turning completely away from him, God would judge them. He judged that northern kingdom by sending down Assyria and all but wiping them out. Later, he would judge Judah in the southern kingdom by sending Babylon to take the people captive. And yet, you know, there was always a remnant, always a people that would be left behind who loved him and served him. And in that Babylonian captivity for 70 years, we know how horrible and terrible it was, how mistreated God's people were. And yet in his mercy, he brought them back to Jerusalem, protected them while they built a new city, built a new temple. Later, Nehemiah would come down and help build the wall. And it was a time of revival and a time of refreshing because God had mercy toward them. He is rich in mercy, and he is rich in mercy toward us and toward you today. The question now is have you received his mercy? Have you trusted Christ as your own personal Savior because he was rich in mercy toward you? Give God glory. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Mm-hmm.